From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. A 20-year-old woman from St. Louis County has tested positive for COVID-19, the disease spread by the novel coronavirus. It's presumed to be the first confirmed case in Missouri. The woman became sick with a cough and fever after she recently returned from studying in Italy. Doctors at Mercy Hospital St. Louis sent a sample from the patient to a state lab, where scientists confirmed it tested positive for the coronavirus. Federal officials need to confirm those results. The woman and her family are isolating themselves at home. County Executive Sam Page says the woman didn't have contact with people other than hospital staff after she started displaying symptoms. He says the virus wasn't caught in the state and Missourians are still at low risk for contracting it. Randall Williams, director of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, says the travel-acquired case is what state health officials have been expecting. Health officials are identifying who she might have had contact with so they can test them as well. A new poll ahead of Tuesday's Democratic presidential primary in Missouri shows a close contest between the top two candidates. A poll released Thursday night shows Joe Biden with a slim lead over Bernie Sanders among Democrats in Missouri. The Emerson College poll has Biden with 48% and Sanders with 44%, well within the margin of error. State Democratic Party Chair Jean Peters Baker says she's been in contact with both campaigns. The poll shows Biden with a big lead in St. Louis and mid-Missouri, while Sanders leads in northern and southern Missouri. Both the two are tied in Kansas City. The poll was done before Elizabeth Warren dropped out. Speaking of Joe Biden, he pushed for bipartisan unity and a campaign of positivity during a rally in Kansas City Saturday night. Speaking to a packed venue of about 1,000 rally-goers, Biden made multiple campaign promises, such as making healthcare more affordable, rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, and investing money in cancer research. This was met with cheers and applause from the crowd. The former vice president urged voters to look past differences in race, creed, and economic background in order to beat President Trump in the November elections.
We're building a coalition that most successful presidents of our lifetime, Barack Obama, had started. I believe we're in a position that not only can we defeat Donald Trump, but we'll have an opportunity to build a future this nation needs and deserves.
Biden spoke in Jackson, Mississippi yesterday morning. The Missouri Senate is expected to take up a measure this week that would implement a statewide prescription drug monitoring program. For years, the idea has been discussed but failed to pass. Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rowden from Columbia says he's always optimistic the program will pass, and he says he's doing what he can to make that happen. But the idea of a government list irks some of the conservative members in the chamber, and those concerns haven't changed. Others worry the program will not address fentanyl or heroin addiction, nor will it decrease opioid deaths. Still, Rowden says he's hoping this year will be the year he can check the program off his to-do list. He says knowing Missouri is the only state that hasn't implemented a prescription drug monitoring program makes him think its passing is inevitable. PDMPs are databases designed to stop the misuse and abuse of opioids. The House passed the proposal last month. If the Senate approves the idea, it will head to the governor's desk. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.